Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, of course, the big question is just how bad is Joe Biden doing with the key demographics he needs to win re-election? Really, really, really bad. That's the answer. We're also monitoring a shooting in Philadelphia. I know shootings are not normally national news, but this one is. I'll explain why. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Tracy Beans is going to be here a little bit later in the show. Explosive story about your taxpayer dollars being used for transgender reassignment surgeries in the military. That's right. Transgender reassignment surgeries in the military. And we'll talk about that with her. Plus, we're going to talk to the head of the Border Patrol Union, Brandon Judd, at 5:35 today. I'm very excited about that because he's a great guy and a great spokesman for what's going on down the border. Joe Biden's claiming that he needs to find the executive authority he needs to be able to potentially now close the border. And also, my friend sent me this earlier, Hillary Clinton has released a feminist-themed Broadway musical, and it's actually worse than you could ever possibly imagine. So I'm going to make sure that you get to hear a little bit of that today. All right. So you're going to get to hear a little bit of that today. Why is immigration such a problem for this country? Illegal immigration. Why is it? What is it really about? I know we talk about the crime. We talk about jobs. We talk about all those other things. But there is a bigger issue here that sometimes we miss. And that is the seats in the House of Representatives. There are 435 of them. And that's it. It's a finite number. That's it. So they have to spread that out across the entire United States of America. And what they do is they use the population for apportionment, but it's not just American citizens, and it should be. Obviously, the intent of the framers of the Constitution, as we created a republic form of government, a representational republic form of government, representative republic form of government. Can't speak today. Was the idea that you would have your representative for your district in the House. The state would have two senators who at the time, because prior to the 17th Amendment to the Constitution, were sent for the most part by the state legislature, picked by the state legislature to represent the best interests of the state, not to grandstand and run for president, but to actually represent the interests of the state legislature, the state government in the United States Senate. Because remember, the states created the federal government, not the other way around. And the idea was you would have a member of Congress, your representative, who would on your behalf, advocate for the issues. And because the founders knew and the framers knew that person should be close to you, that's why revenue bills have to originate in the House. Because they knew that if they're going to raise your taxes or create taxes or any sort of revenue like that, well, you better be able to go to that guy and say, hey, you know, cut it out, Farmer Joe. And they also never intended these people to be there for the rest of their lives. But obviously, as they decided on a representative form of government, they were meant to represent American citizens, the American people, not everybody in America. And there's a difference. Why should I get a say in the Italian parliament if I'm just over there visiting and I'd never leave? I shouldn't. I'm not an Italian citizen. I could be because my grandfather was born in Caivano, Italy. And I could, and I may at some point get my dual citizenship. I really may. I'm thinking about it. But the concept of representative republic that we have in this country, the concept of that is that the representatives in the House represent the American people, not all people. They don't represent people here on vacation. They don't represent tourists. They don't represent diplomats. They don't represent diplomats' children. And they certainly don't represent people who are here in this country either illegally or legally, for that matter. Now, there's certain circumstances where they do, of course, represent people who are here legally in certain circumstances because they are legal permanent aliens, for example, or they are people who are on the legal pathway of becoming a U.S. citizen. But certainly not illegal immigrants. No, 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 no. However, they're all counted for the purposes of deciding on where those House seats go. And this gives those states a big advantage. Because if you count everybody, not just U.S. citizens, that means they're going to get more seats in Congress for their state, which also means more electoral votes for the presidency. You see how this works. And it's a scam. So a little while ago, Congressman Tom Massey, came out and he said there should be a constitutional amendment that only American citizens are used for the purposes of apportionment of congressional seats. That's been echoed today by Chairman James Comer of the House Oversight Committee. And he said the following, and I'll share this with you, but I just wanted to give you a quick update. And I said this at the start of the hour, last hour, but the House of Representatives, thank God, has blocked reauthorization of the warrantless surveillance tool known as FISA. In a test vote, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. With earlier today, Donald Trump came out and said, do not renew FISA. It was used to spy on me and my campaign and other people. Do not do it. Don't reauthorize it. And I'm glad he said it. Trump needs to wake up to the deep state that was against him and realize that you cannot empower these people again. You cannot empower these people again. We have to rein in the FBI. We have to rein in the CIA. We have to rein in the deep state. We have to rein in all of the powers that they have from the Patriot Act, the FISA Act, and we can't give them new powers. This is why I'm so against this TikTok sale. This forced sale of TikTok is a Patriot Act in sheep's clothing designed to get you to think for the purposes of protecting children, we should force the sale of this company when it actually what it does is it gives the government even more power over the internet. All under the guise of protecting the children. We've seen with our own eyes what this government does to you, to me. Moms who went to school board meetings were called domestic terrorists. People that went to church on Sunday were called violent domestic extremists. People that pray outside abortion clinics get arrested, charged, and sent to prison. Trump's campaign was spied on, and while he was president, the deep state worked to undermine his campaign. Undermine his presidency, excuse me. Continuing the Russia collusion nonsense. Hiding the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop. That was done from within the government. With the collusion, of course, of the dark triad of government, social media, and the corporate media. So all these things have to be reined in. Now, when it comes to the idea of how we decide congressional seats, here's House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. Cut five.
H.R. 7109, the Equal Representation Act, does two simple things. First, the bill requires the Census Bureau to include a citizenship question on the decennial census questionnaire. Second, the bill directs that this information be used to ensure fair representation by requiring only citizens be included in the apportionment base. My amendment, in the nature of a substitute, simplifies the citizenship question that would be asked on the census questionnaire. Are you a citizen of the United States? Yes or no? That's it. By requiring this question, the United States government will be able to collect accurate data on the markup and the makeup of our population. The Census Bureau currently estimates the non-citizen population using survey data from the Census-administered American Community Survey, but that data is not based on the entire population. It's only an estimate and suffers from large margins of error. In the past, opponents of a citizenship question have raised concerns that such a question will discourage participation in the census. The theory being that some individuals will be reluctant to respond to the census, especially if they do not have a lawful immigration status. My amendment, in the nature of a substitute, does not require respondents to indicate what immigration status they have or any other related demographic information. We just want to know, very simply, are you a citizen or are you a non-citizen? It's an easy question. It isn't confusing, and it doesn't reveal anything about an individual's specific immigration status. Although the census will count and enumerate all individuals residing in the United States, H.R. 7109 would then ensure that only citizens are included in the apportionment base by which representation in Congress is allocated.
That's it.
According to American Community Survey estimates, there are over 22 million non-citizens residing in the United States and the District of Columbia. These are foreign nationals who have not naturalized and cannot vote in federal elections. Non-citizens comprise nearly 7% of the total population of the United States. 7%. But non-citizens are not evenly distributed among the states, and some states end up with greater representation in Congress based on a higher concentration of non-citizens. This dilutes the one person, one vote principle for citizens in states with fewer non-citizens. It is clear that Congress can and should ensure a fair apportionment based on equal representation of citizens.
It makes sense, right? Citizens, American citizens, not illegal immigrants. But this is why, you have to understand, this is why the left wants open borders. Because they're going to change this country by flooding the country with illegal immigrants, counting them towards the purposes of congressional seats, getting more electoral votes for that state, and then handing out all this money to people, to make them citizens, to make them to make them dependent on the Democrats, and then ultimately make them citizens at some point. That's the big scam. That's the big scheme. That's what they're trying to do. And if you don't push back on it, then we're going to continue doing this going forward. We're going to continue with this situation of having the American people not be properly represented in Congress. This is the big story of the day today. It's brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. My dentist, my friend, the master of dental implants. He's an outstanding guy. He's an outstanding friend of the show, and he will give you the smile that you deserve. This is Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene speaking to press on Capitol Hill regarding FISA and Ukraine. And what she says here is how the speaker handles the FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act reauthorization, and Ukraine funding is going to tell the entire conference. Cut number six.
There's a lot of talk about Ukraine aid in regards to the motion to vacate, but FISA is obviously also a big battle up here. Mm-hmm. Just how he handles and follows through with the FISA debate, will that influence your thought process on motion to vacate?
How he handles the FISA process and how he handles funding Ukraine is going to tell our entire conference how to handle the motion to vacate.
Congresswoman, yes. I know you haven't told folks when, but I'm wondering if you yourself have decided yet, or you're still thinking about when you want to activate those.
That's not something I want to publicly talk about at this time. Again, because I respect my conference and I support the majority. I paid all my dues to the NRCC, fought for the majority this time. I'm fighting for it next time. And so because of my respect for my conference, I won't be drawing red lines or saying triggers or putting out a date like that.
Hey, guys, can you flip on 6ABC for me? the police commissioner speaking regarding the update on the shooting in Philadelphia that happened at a Ramadan ceremony. That just let me know when you have it. And just start playing it, even if I'm still talking. Just play because I know you're a second behind that.
Yeah, I can't play it off of 6 ABC. I don't know why that channel doesn't work, but I think
you can't
doing it. I think he's talking on Fox too.
Is he on Fox? Okay, good. Go ahead.
There was tickets. Cars were parking on the gas station behind us, and they were writing tickets. At some point, they hear a large volley of gunfire. They say approximately 30 gunshots. What we do know is there appear to be two factions within the park who are now exchanging gunfire. As the officers start to deploy into the park, they observe three males and a female running, and they stop those individuals, and we recover four weapons. At that same time, we have one of our officers who was assigned to the area engage a 15-year-old male who has a weapon. She fires, and that male receives a gunshot to his shoulder and his leg. The officer secures that weapon and then transports that child to the hospital. We have another individual who showed up who's 22 years old. He has a gunshot to his stomach, and we believe that may have happened during the gunfire. We also have another juvenile who showed up shortly after, within the last half an hour, at the hospital, who has a gunshot wound to his hands. And so in total, we have five individuals under arrest, four who were carrying weapons, as well as the individual that our police officer fired and struck, as well as an individual adult. That's the numbers, right? So that's the numbers in total. So that's what we're...
Again, five arrested.
So we have a total of three males and a female who were arrested carrying a weapon. And then we have another individual that's 15-year-old who was shot by our officer. We covered a weapon in that scenario as well for a total of five.
Three now.
We now have three individuals shot, one by the police officer, one we believe in the exchange of gunfire was unknown and not determined now, the juvenile who was shot in the hand, but we do know that they were here at this event.
What do you want to say to the folks out here, obviously, who are, as you know, concerned and can't believe this happened at such a spiritual spot?
Well, listen, I walked through this event and we know that the majority, 99% of the individuals at this event are good people who wanted to have a good time. And once again, we have young people engaging in gunfire who just really destroyed the sanctity of what happened. There was a gentleman who I was walking by said, you know, we have to learn how to love each other, and he was really frustrated. One thing I do know, the mayor was on location, as many of you saw, to come down here not just to support us, but to also support the community. She is actively engaged now in reaching out to our Islamic community to make sure that they have all the support they have. Immediately after this incident, I contacted her as well, and we were able to bring support services. So we do have support services at our recovery center over here at the Claire Muhammad school to be able to have trauma services there. But the mayor, you know, clearly is sending her message to the community how important it is for her to be on location, and she knows that we're here to support them. We would ask, though, at this time, that anyone has any information, that they would call 215-686-TIPS or call our homicide division. We did not have a homicide in this situation, but considering the magnitude of the situation and their capacity to deal with, we have our homicide and our shooting investigation team working collectively on this. We asked them to call 215-686-3334.
Philly Police Commissioner.
2 weeks ago, you had a panel, and you were talking about the study you were finding that young people were often shooting around the time that this happened. And you were really trying to dive into the context that can prevent more things like this happening. Judging from what you've learned from that study now, what would you apply to a situation?
I don't know in this case we would apply it to this scenario only because schools closed today.
Right.
And so because of the holiday, and in this situation, until we get the true understanding of what the context over here, we won't know, be able to answer that. Clearly, the data shows us the types of incidents that I shared previously, what's happening after school time. I don't know if this translates into this scenario here, but just because
it's five individuals under arrest, a big shooting in Philadelphia, but I don't think anyone's dead.
Was there also a child that was?
Oh yeah, I do apologize. So unfortunately, during our large response, at the time when we were responding, there were multiple calls coming over the air. For those of you know, we have our assist officer. I think we went to three or four assists in this, and we had large portion of the city deployed. Unfortunately, during this incident, one of our patrol wagons struck a young child, and she recovered a fractured leg in that scenario. And clearly we send our prayers out to her and her family. That is not our intended purpose, and we will make sure we'll be following up with her and her family to let them know that.
And we also heard reports somebody had a heart attack, that maybe they were, that was running like during the commotion.
I don't know. I mean, it is one of the most traumatic situations. I was able to take a quick glimpse of the film and just to see the mass of people running away from the park. Clearly, I'm sure there may have been some kind of underlying medical issues that may have resulted from that. But we have no information at this point that anyone suffered a heart attack that was transported from here by us or rescue to the hospital.
Are you Commissioner, do you have anything like that?
We have no information on a car involved at this point.
Commissioner, do you have any message for parents if these young people were involved in a shooting, minors? Is there any message to parents looking after kids who are wrapped up in things like
that? Well, listen, I've made this message multiple times about parent engagement and their responsibility in all of this. If you're not engaged with your child and trying to figure out what they're doing, where they're hiding the guns in your house, and the activity involved, then you're not doing your duty, right? And so then it may not even a parent. We have to understand that many of our kids are being raised by second generation and grandparents who don't have the capacity oftentimes to do the things that we ask them to do. But we always are going to lean on a true adult to be able to engage these young people. But the stuff we see out here, I mean, the guns that we're recovering, I think we're in a totally different process now. Can't make excuses for all of these kids. Some of them are out here actively engaging in gunfire, actively wanting to be involved in shootings, and want to, and as you see today, do that. And there's no zero tolerance for that, right? And we're not going to make any excuses for that. And we're going to do everything. We now have four in custody, and we'll be looking for those others that were involved.
Commissioner, hard to hear back here, but can you just, for clarity's sake, the event, prayer in the park that was going on, that's been described to us separate from the incidents that happened on the street with the shootings?
We don't have any disconnection of the two. We have the incident. Our showcases are in the park. So it is not a, you know, the incident was happening as a result of the celebration that was going on. Not that the celebration caused it. Individuals coming, it was a public event. Anyone can have access to come into this event. So it was not a ticketed event. And so clearly we had some individual who decided to use this as a way to, I mean, just like anything else we see, when we see individuals who are beefing and going at each other, oftentimes they don't care where they see them at, see each other at. And so in this case, clearly they saw something going on in the park. What that was, it caused two factions to start to pull out guns and shoot at each other. The investigation, we'll be looking into that.
Commissioner, what are your thoughts on this 15-year-old coming into eye contact with this Philadelphia police officer, still having the officer have to shoot?
Listen, I mean, you know, I met with the officer. I commended for her actions. We're fortunate today that she was not fired upon, and at the same time, fortunate that she did not have to take a juvenile's life. But the bravery that she displayed and the valor that she's displayed by taking, not only engaging the individual, but also recognizing that she had a child in front of her and did her due diligence to put him in their car and transfer to the hospital, is a testament to the men and women who worked for me, and I applaud her efforts and the work that she did.
And to be clear, so the 15-year-old was shot after the police officer?
No, we were still investigating all of that. We don't know if that weapon was discharged at this point. I do not want to get into the police shooting part of it. What I can tell you is that my officer did shoot that juvenile two times, one in the shoulder and one in the leg. As far as any other information related to that, we will not be providing that at this time.
Is he in stable condition?
Yes. All the people, the individual shot in the stomach, 22-year-old is in stable condition, the 15-year-old is in stable condition.
Commissioner, other partners are working with yours? Other partners working with yours right now under the investigation?
We always engage our partners. Commissioner Venora is here. We will always engage our federal partners. ATF was already on the ground with us. FBI, you know, the district attorney's office is here as well. All the partners that we are customarily have seen us actively engage with are on station here to support us in every effort we need.
What about the safety plan?
We have a total of five in custody.
Five. Before you walk away, can you break that down one more time?
We have three.
Five arrested.
We have three males and one female who we arrested as they exited the park, pursued them, and recovered a total of four weapons from them. We have a fifth individual arrested. That is a 15-year-old juvenile who was shot by police, and we recovered a gun in that scenario. So we have a total of five individuals in custody, and we have a total of five guns.
15-year-old who was shot by the officer.
That's correct.
He's in stable condition.
That is correct.
Shot in the shoulder.
And the leg.
And the leg.
That is correct.
And there was a gun found on that team.
No, the gun. Yeah, he had the gun. She saw the gun.
Any words about the safety plan?
I think we
all right, let's jump out of this. I think you got the gist of it here. So a 50-year-old and 22-year-old are in stable condition. That's the police commissioner, Kevin Bethel. And, it's an everyday scenario in this city. But this was a big mass event, which is why it's making national news. Fox News carrying that press conference live for you right there. All right, we got a lot more to say, a lot more to come. Great guests ahead, so don't go away.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, as we continue along the show today, Tracy Beans will be here from Uncover DC. She's got a great piece on your taxpayer dollars being used for transgender reassignment surgeries in the military. And we will also talk to Brandon Judd, the head of the Border Patrol Union, at 5:35 today. So Tracy Beans at 5 and then Brandon Judd at 5:35. Don't forget, Dom Giordano hosting Rand Paul tomorrow night. Politics and Pints, big event. It's going to be great. 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the Zlock Performing Arts Center, Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. You will get a signed copy of Senator Rand Paul's new book, Deception, the Great COVID Cover-Up. And there's a bar, Politics and Pints. You can grab a pint or a glass of wine or a soft drink, whatever you prefer, and you'll have a great time. So do that. Go to 1210WPHC.com and get your ticket today, 1210WPHC.com. Just played for you the briefing by the Philadelphia Police Commissioner, Kevin Bethel, and it's important to note a couple things here about what happened in the city today. First of all, the guns did not just fire themselves, and the individuals who rolled up on this group of people who were outside their mosque, the thugs who rolled up and started to shoot. So what I'm understanding here is that a carload of thugs rolled up on engaged in a gun battle with multiple people outside the mosque. Officer happens upon, pursues one of the individuals with a weapon, who then shoots at her. She fails to comply with being shot, lights him up. She then grabs his gun, loads him into the car, and then took the kid to the hospital for treatment. But he shot at the officer first. Other officers capture 5, all armed with guns. Triple assist with citywide response. And that's the latest that we have right now. And, you know, I'm sure at some point we'll find out more details as the show continues today. But it, like I said, it made national news, mostly because there were hundreds of people there. Shootings happen every day in this city. And a big part of the reason for that is because we have a woke prosecutor named Larry Krasner who continues to allow crime to fester because he believes criminals are the victims. I'll talk more about that in the next segment. But I just wanted to make that point to you very, very clear. Here's the other thing, too, that I mentioned to you how Joe Biden, and this is going to be a theme throughout the show, Joe Biden has not locked down crazy. He has not locked down crazy yet. So the Democrat base is nuts. All right, it's crazy people. I'm sorry, but the Republican Party is not the extreme party. It's the Democrat Party. And they are so worried right now about the people that hate Joe Biden because they believe that he's allowing the genocide going on in Gaza. This is NBC News presidential historian Michael Beschloss. Now, I can't stand this guy. I personally cannot stand this guy. But what he's talking about here proves my point. The Democrat Party is crazy. Now, he brings up the Vietnam War, much like Joe Biden did, but in a different context. He brings it up in the time of 1968 in the Democrat National Convention in Chicago, where at the time you did have major protests at that convention. You remember that? You remember that? I'm sure you do, whether you were around for it or you read about it. It was a big deal. And ultimately, remember Lyndon Johnson, it was around March of 1968 when he announced he was not going to seek, nor would he accept his party's nomination for president because of the Vietnam War. At the Democrat National Convention that summer, it was a total S show in Chicago. And they're worried that that's what's going to happen at this year's Democrat National Convention. Cut 12.
Over the weekend about how there's also just fear that his inability to control Netanyahu is sort of undermining one of his central arguments for re-election, is this idea of competency, right? The idea of restoring America as a valued, a global statesman. And Netanyahu has just been an open defiance. So talk to us about what you're seeing from Netanyahu, if you'd like, but also just simply this challenge being posed to President Joe Biden right now.
Well, I think you've got it exactly right. You know, I'm sure that Joe Biden and his people do not look at this primarily through a domestic election political lens. But, you know, the Democratic convention is going to be in Chicago this summer. There was a pretty rocky Democratic convention that came apart over a war in Vietnam in 1968. The last thing they want to see is crowds outside the convention hall protesting a war that's still going on and a president that doesn't seem to have managed it. So you go back to history.
Go back to history. That's what they're worried about. They're so worried about this. Now, this is it's also being fueled right now by the crazies within the Democrat Party, like America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren. Now, the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin came out today and said there's no evidence whatsoever that Israel is engaging in genocide. No evidence whatsoever about this. But I'll play for you in a few minutes a clip from CNN where they go to talk to black voters in Atlanta, Georgia. And you'll hear exactly what I mean about how Joe Biden has not locked down crazy. Here's America's mother-in-law. This is why this party is nuts. Cut 13.
It was a yes or no. The second question was a yes or no question, to clarify.
So if you want to do it as an application of law, I believe that we'll find that it is genocide, and they have ample evidence to do so. But I was trying to say.
So even though the defense secretary is saying there's no evidence that Israel engaged in genocide, here you have Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren, America's mother-in-law, going on and saying right now she believes that what Israel is doing is genocide. The Democrat Party's crazy, and Joe Biden has not locked down crazy. That's why here we are in April, and he is still yet to pivot to a general election. So I'll get into more about, you know, more of this as the show goes on today, but I'm just pointing that out to you. And Matt, if you can grab that clip of Austin, I think I saw it on Grabian actually a few moments ago, and we'll play that a little bit later in the show for you. In the meantime, you know, as all of these things, March consumer prices jumped more than expected. Meats up 7.2%. Eggs, big time eggs, big price increases on all these things across the board. In fact, since Joe Biden took office, here's some things to know. Gasoline's up 48%. Groceries, 22%. Eating out, if you still do that, 22%. I heard a story today that more restaurants now are charging a cancellation fee when you make a reservation. I've seen this happen a few times. Some places, what they do is when you make a reservation, they'll ask for a credit card. And if you don't cancel within a certain window of time, they'll charge you, you know, $25 or something like that. And I've noticed that more and more. I have no problem with it myself because I get it. These are small businesses, and they were hurt so badly during the pandemic because of lockdown orders and shutdowns. And you know, they remember that time where restaurants can only have 25% capacity in the restaurant. So then you have people that cancel at the last minute on a Friday night or Saturday night, and it's rude. I mean, unless there's always emergencies that happen. I get that. But sometimes people just decide at the last minute, I don't feel like going out or whatever. And you know, that restaurant's now stuck and somebody else would have taken that table. They're doing that now because a lot of these places barely are able to keep the lights on. And eating out, the price of eating out has gone up 22%, which means that a lot of people are probably not eating out, which means that servers, bartenders are making less money. Restaurants overall are making less money. So all these things have effects. You know, all of these things have effects on other people besides just the individual. Pet food's up 24%. Our pets' heads are falling off. It's so expensive. Baby food's up 30%. Electricity, 28%. Natural gas, 27%. Used cars, 21%. Airfare, 33%. Public transportation's up 23%. And real average weekly earnings are down 4%. That's Joe Biden's economy since he took office. Right there for you in a nutshell.
War crimes on October 7th.
The good news, though, for you is that there are real savings to be had right now at Cherry Hill Volvo because they're going through a big renovation. My friend Judith Krupnik wants to make sure that you have the absolute best prices on a Volvo. They're going to work to find you all the great incentives they possibly can to make sure that you are able to get behind the wheel of a beautiful Volvo of your dreams. And whether it's a certified pre-owned Volvo, whether it's the XC60 that I'm driving or the XC90 that Bridget has with that third row or the S-Class made right at their plant in South Carolina, you're going to love driving a Volvo. And since they're doing a renovation, this is the time to save. Cherry Hill Volvo renovation savings event means you're going to get the absolute most aggressive incentives possible to get you behind the wheel of a Volvo. And you'll love the treatment too. Even though the road's being worked on and there's a renovation, it is easy to navigate, easy to get to. So don't let that dissuade you, please. When you get there, you'll be supporting our studio sponsor because we broadcast live every day from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. And that's a huge honor to me that they, in this day and age of cancel culture, stepped up and said, we want the studio naming rights. And that means a lot to me, and it should mean a lot to you as well. So please go visit them today. It's Judith's 75th birthday this year, so she absolutely wants to make sure this is a banner year. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill is where relationships matter. They live it. They prove it every single day. And there's never been a better time than to take advantage of their renovation special going on right now at Cherry Hill Volvo.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, as we continue along here on the show, thanks for being here today as we topple Howard Stern. That's right. A lot to chat about. You remember yesterday I was telling you about the NPR editor, by the way. At 5 o'clock, we're going to have a great chat. I'm looking forward to our buddy Tracy Beans coming on. She's a real journalist. She's a true journalist. I was telling you yesterday, though, about the NPR editor. Or this insider who spoke out, Yuri Berliner, and I did a lot of it on the 3 o'clock hour yesterday, going into great detail, if you missed it, about how NPR has become nothing more than a leftist propaganda tool piece. Well, he was on with Barry Weiss, another person who was a journalist at one point who left because she was sick and tired of the way that the corporate media, including the New York Times, is there not to give both sides of a story, but to push a narrative. And to push that narrative in many ways to please their audience. But under the guise of, we are objective, unbiased journalism. This is what he said yesterday to Barry Weiss. Take a quick
listen. You see NPR and its shift to the left as sort of singular to that organization or of a piece with a much broader trend that's happening inside legacy media institutions?
It's much broader within legacy media organizations. I think it's very commonplace. For me, what's different about NPR is we are a public service institution. We have a public mission, and we have a show called All Things Considered. We have a fellowship called the Reflect America Fellowship. So I think we have a particular obligation to reflect America, to understand people from all different outlooks, to bring up things that might be uncomfortable for our progressive audience members, to be a little more daring, to take a little more chance, to be more curious about things that don't fit the narrative. So I think at NPR, it was a particular problem because we're a public institution. And you know, for years, I think a lot of people felt NPR was like a national trust.
Mm-hmm. And they went completely to the left, and this is and became a joke. I mean, they have a guide that they use terms, and of course, birds are racist. They pointed out birds being freaking racist and bugs being racist. Beetles are racist. Bugs and birds racist. Joe Biden today was giving I'll call it a press conference, even though he didn't answer any questions from the press corps. He did his usual thing, which is that he takes the pre-chosen question, he has it in front of him, and he has the answer there with him, too. We know this. We know that Sage Steele, I played you the clip yesterday, Sage Steele said in order for her to get the interview with Joe Biden, they had to agree to his questions and that he would be able to get the answers, essentially. This is the only way this guy will talk to the press. Joe Biden cannot. They play orchestra music to drown him out when the press starts asking questions. Like he's a low bit guy receiving an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. Or worse, at the Science and Tech Awards. And they just drown out the orchestra music. It's the President of the United States. But here, this just happened a short time ago.
Third, next question. Who do I call on next? Hang on a second. I got my list here. Hang on. I apologize. Aurelia of AFP.
Okay. Who do I call on next? I got my list here. Who do I call on? Huh? It's amazing. It really is. And if you push this guy, if you actually push him on things, you would find out in no uncertain terms, you'd find out that he has no clue what he's saying. He really has no clue. And that's why every interview he does has to be so carefully controlled. Every interview has to be so carefully controlled. You know, like, for example, on the border, he's saying now he's examining the power he has to shut down the border. The first thing he did when he became president was, well, cancel the Keystone XL pipeline and then undo everything that Donald Trump did to secure the border. That's what Joe Biden did on his first day in office. Look, you have to understand something. We are now headed towards a general election. I know you understand this. I'm not saying you. You're smart. That's why you're here. Or you're dope and you just hate me and you can't turn me off. That's fine. Don't worry about it. Love me, hate me, just don't turn me off, baby. The Democrat Party is loco, all right? That clip from CNN about the black voters who are all voting third party now because they think that Joe Biden is complicit in genocide in Gaza, it means the Democrat Party is loco. And he normally, by April 10th, would be pivoting towards a general election posture where he's trying to win over people because he already has a Democrat base locked down, but he doesn't because the Democrat Party is loco. So he's examining what to do about the border. He wants people to think he wants to do something about it, but he can't because the base doesn't want anything done except for every ounce of razor wire to come down to make it easier for all of these illegal immigrants to come into this country. That's the truth.
Well, it suggested that we're examining whether or not I have that power. I would have that power under the legislation when the border has over 500,000 people, 5,000 people a day trying to cross the border because you can't manage it. Slow it up. There's no guarantee that I have that power all by myself without legislation. And some are suggesting I should just go ahead and try it. And if I get shut down by the court, I get shut down by the court. But we're trying to work through that right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're examining whether I have the power or not. This is BS. You know that. It's BS. And all this is tied, of course, to Ukraine funding, where they won't do anything on the border, unless they get the money for Ukraine. But whatever they do on the border is not going to be anything significant. You know that, and I know that. Did you also know Republicans want to bring back slavery? Did you know that? The party that ended slavery wants to bring back slavery. The party that ended slavery apparently wants to bring back slavery, according to The View. I really believe that We make people take a citizenship test to become an American citizen. I think we should have an intelligence test to vote before you're able to vote. And you'd have to sit there and watch The View. And if you can stomach more than a minute, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. Really, a minute. This clip is 59 seconds. As I can't do a minute. If I hit a minute and two, my brain melts. It melted, but just explodes in my head. They always talk about your brain's going to melt. We say that to our kids all the time. Turn off the devices and turn off the TV. Your brains are going to turn to mush. It doesn't really happen, but we say that. We know the brains don't turn to mush by watching this. And I know this because I used to wake up Saturday mornings, big bowl of Cap'n Crunch, watch the Smurfs, and then play my Atari or my Nintendo or whatever I had at the time for hours and hours on end. My brain is mush, yes, but for many other reasons. But if you watch The View too long, your brain will turn to mush and you should not be allowed to vote or drive a car because of the stupidity that is shown here. So here's what B. Goldberg explaining, that the party that ended slavery wants to now bring back slavery. I didn't know this. I was not aware of this. Republican Party was literally founded on two principles. One was ending slavery. The other one was restoring the rights, the Second Amendment rights of American citizens. But here we go.
Take a look at the things that they're rolling back. Mm. Remember I said ages ago, you know, in their minds, they want to bring slavery back. Mm. They're okay with it because, you see, things change. You know, one of the good things about the Supreme Court is you can fight to make sure you make stuff better. Mm-hmm. You don't generally fight to make stuff worse. Or to roll back. And to me, if you're okay rolling that back, when things were not even a state, when we had no say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how's that going to roll? How's that going to roll? What's the next thing? Because, you know, on this, with all of this comes birth control.
Right.
With all of this comes everything that you need as a woman to have had put in place to make sure that we were doing better than we were before.
But hold on,
So they want to bring back slavery. And yes, that's the thing. I didn't get the memo on this. Nobody told me. And I'm so tired of the fact that I don't get the memo. I go to all these Republican events, all these Republican dinners. I speak at all these things. And nobody bothered to let me know that slavery was coming back. They wanted to bring back slavery. Like, yeah, I know we ended it. We founded this political party on ending it. But now we want to bring it back. You know, you don't know what you got till it's gone. So stupid. Honestly, so stupid. They never stop. They really never stop coming up with just outrageous examples of their pure lunacy in every single way. But the problem right now is that younger voters are going for Trump. And that's a real problem for them. Plus the black voters. The black voters who are now going for Joe Biden. I'm assuming going for Donald Trump. Or they're just not going to vote in general. Here's a little clip from that CNN piece today, talking to black voters. They just have no trust in Joe Biden, period.
All four told me they were raised and originally registered as Democrats. But this year, the president's handling of the Israel-Gaza war has turned them away.
I think what Biden has done in aiding and abetting in a
genocide.
Is just something I cannot stand for.
You're willing to withhold your vote in the presidential election unless there is a ceasefire.
Yes.
And it's implemented.
Yes.
Not voting could mean Donald Trump gets into office. Do you think he'll be better on Gaza?
Trump would probably say flatten Gaza and make it into a golf course. I have absolutely no faith in him.
Would you not say that also the people who are not voting for one of the two people who are the likely people to really be in this race have a role to play in kind of giving the race to Donald Trump in a state like Georgia where it's going to be like razor thin?
Yeah, no, I'll do you one better, actually. I think that just means that's why the Democrats should listen.
Exactly.
Radical and more tapped in than their peers.
This is the Democrat Party on insanity. I mean, this is it. This is the problem. This is why Joe Biden cannot pivot to the center, because he still has to lock down the lunatics of his party. This is an extreme political party we're dealing with here. An extreme political party. And you cannot get away from that fact. I'm sorry, but when people say the Republicans are extreme, I have to laugh. I have to laugh at them because that is just such a joke. That is a joke. Are Republicans going and and throwing eggs on the Mona Lisa to protest climate change? No. No, this is a crazy party. And he has to lock up this base or he's going to lose. How do you do that?
How the group describes themselves. Rokia even helping to organize this demonstration in Atlanta last October, calling for peace and aid for the Palestinian people. While they don't speak for the majority of black voters, their dissent poses a real concern for Democrats in battleground states like Georgia, where Biden won by fewer than 12,000 votes. Black voters under age 30 made up only about 6% of voters in Georgia in 2020. That group voted for Joe Biden by more than 50 points.
We are holding their election in the palm of our hands, and they're not listening.
We're tired of just hearing him say these things, these empty promises. We have no trust in Joe Biden.
The Republican Party isn't earning their vote either.
Both sides are just equal, nothing is being done for us.
Well, these people are crazy people, that's why. But they have no trust in Joe Biden. No trust in Joe Biden. That's the key part. No, actually, black voters love Donald Trump. They do. They love him. I mean, did you know that? I mean, a lot of them. He was in Chick-fil-A. Did you see this video of him in Chick-fil-A at an Atlanta area Chick-fil-A? He walks in, makes a surprise appearance. The crowd, they absolutely love it. And everybody in the Chick-fil-A is black. Just about, I think, based on the video I can see.
So can I have 30 milkshakes and also some chicken? I'm going to take care of the customers. Is business good? You're making a lot of money? Everyone can get rich, right? Thanks very much. Look at the way you hold. You like each other, right? I think that's very nice. Have a good time. Nice to see you. Thank you very much. So we'll order 30 milkshakes. We'll give them out to the people and we'll take some for ourselves, okay? Thank you very much, everybody. Hello.
This has got a great American franchise, Chick-fil-A.
It is. It's a great franchise. The owner is a great man who's a member of one of my clubs, and he's fantastic. And, they do very well. They're closed on Sunday.
It's the Lord's Chicken.
That's the Lord's Chicken. You're right. It's good chicken, too.
Yeah, good to see you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank
you. You know that in New York they want to actually force Chick-fil-A to be open on Sunday? I made a joke about that years ago. I made a joke that at some point they would force Chick-fil-A to try to be open on Sunday. And now they're literally doing that in New York. I got to stop giving these people ideas with my sarcasm. All right. A lot more to talk about. We got the Drive at 5 coming up, brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk for you. Our friend Tracy Beans is stopping by. She has an explosive investigation about transgender surgeries. You're going to want to hear this. Plus the latest on the CPI. So much more to come. But I'm excited for my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I'm excited that we're going to be there live on May 3rd for our next live show, the first live show of the year. And we'll be back in June 21st, which they're both Fridays, but you know, you can book your June midweek package. And the longer you stay, the more you get in resort credits. And you can use those resort credits at Hemingway's Restaurant. Has some of the freshest seafood and steaks, chops you're going to find anywhere in the Jersey Shore. Food's delicious. Handcrafted cocktails. You can use the resort credits at the pool bar. They have a beautiful, huge outdoor heated pool at the Grand Hotel. A beautiful, huge indoor heated pool at the Grand Hotel. And a hot tub, too. Game room for the kids. It's a beautiful resort. People there are always trying to make you happy. And the rooms are very impeccable, clean, and everybody takes great care and pride in the Grand Hotel of Cape May. And it's right across the beach. It's the beachfront. It's the oceanfront Grand Hotel. So you walk across the street, you're on the sand. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So what are you waiting for? Make your reservation today by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Always book direct with them for the best rates. And the June midweek package is fantastic. More nights you stay, the more credits you get. You can even take your family on a whale-watching vacation. Whale-watching excursion, I mean, during your vacation. So do it today. And if you want to plan a special event, say a wedding or a baby shower, bridal shower, family reunion, please call my friend Caitlin. She will take great care of you with four beautiful ballrooms to choose from. The Grand has the perfect space to make lifetime memories for you and your family. And we'll be there in one of those ballrooms Friday, May 3rd for a live show, 3 to 7 p.m. So I can't wait to see you there. Mark your calendar, GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.